Sheffield as I see it. There are cobbles on Sheffield streets under the tarmac. They show through after a while. A grain under the crumbling smoothness. A pattern discernible steps from the past. And the cobbles covered over other tracks. Grass-worn lines of homecoming, revisiting the ways that we have always travelled. Time dilates and contracts, and more so as your years yomp toward their ending. When you feel the crinkling of memory on streets familial through years of friendship. A refuge that she seeks when the need for reverie is greater than the sum of all her parts that don't add up to something good. And though the mud in my life is so clarty that I struggle to slough it off, I no longer notice as I follow her gaze. The face he sets to the world falls short of the man he used to be. And yet the steel he worked is still visible, assayed and tensile in his stainless steel stare. The drop forge's dirty process has filled his lungs. By shifts, earlies, lates and nights, with the slack and slough, the searing breath of the furnace. I hear it as a testament to time and the city, listening to loss until newness breaks the surface, to be caught, held, and then released back into the flow. The shimmering green and brown of a balm and a churning that leaves calm and might as it settles. It crossed the lines, this smooth, rubbed figure, portraying in miniature the tortured boys, Sheffield pals, and Saxony's sons, whose death is gripped in this fear-polished and crucified body. The past crosses over us in Weston Park. In a schoolgirl's poem of the unreturning, the boy revives, unlike his predecessors, who have only memory to hold them here. Sheffield in lockdown. The queue is a serpent slowly writhing into the supermarket as its hind parts bask pensively in the May sunshine. The kind-faced man with a finger clicker holds us in abeyance as we are silenced by the unfamiliarity of distanced queuing. Shopping has become a high-risk activity, the point in the week of maximum exposure to potential infection, the peak of my fears. All the normal panoply of concerns have been driven out like Gadarene swine by one great fear, both legion and imperious. I get my scanner and begin my traverse of the silent emporium, the disinfect. I stand conduit at a confluence, the deep seams of awe and ire, my history in factory shutting Sheffield, and Maltby, striking pit, pounded, distant in time and view from here, moribund hinterland to Steele's grave. I stand conduit to uncertainty, boxed in by old streets echoing, seeking a way to walk the city, to write the pages of present days, pad blank with unknowing, a loosener for tongues tied up by being ignored. I stand conduit to make a start, more than a maudlin requiem or a sad and mawkish oration, well packed with an earshine of listening. Lengthmen were allotted a stretch of answerability, a span of transportation of railway, canal or road. In medieval days, when people were more tithed to the lived-on land, they earned a keep and an overhead roof from this curating labour. I want to reinstate these allocations all across our city of Sheffield, throughout this place once famous for its green credentials, yet now mending after a debacle about its roadside trees. This is Sheffield, 2016. Aerosol graffiti on a bridge between the flats, neoned into a slogan, Jason to Claire at Park Hill, I love you, will you marry me? The on-brand developers used his heart's cry on cushions and mugs to sell flats to let space. The high breaking light above us on that bridge was not the east, and Claire was not the sun. This is England, after all. She had a panther on her back, died young, with her children ink needled into her skin. She lived and jived, loved and died, yet even this plaintive epitaph was hijacked by the gentrified, refurbished and represented. The words span two worlds, urban splashed and urban trashed, printed on an Arctic Monkeys t-shirt. Where are your families? Are you married? I ask, curious about these two brothers who shared my school life. No, they demur. We live here, in Page Hall, single, together. These two men laugh in their memories, around us, bringing others to our table talk. The bowls refilled, love your soup, they tell me. But where are you from? I can't help myself. The words seep from my unconscious. They smile forbearingly at me. We are Sheffield, born and bred. This green backwater where we ply our subsistence, as it has always been, back into the horse-drawn past. In the last past that a good chat entails, we share that the virus made us walk the valley more, traverse more of its paths and tracks, fall more for its green and shabby charms. We have both seen the barn owl as it swoops down Coppice Lane, outspread over us, cream and brown, at once lonely and at home. And the bat's erratic scattering progress as the dusk catches us unlatched and opened. And we find we are breathing in time with the valley, finding green hope in its sheltering edges, nestling in like a child to its mother's hip. May the hungry pray for us. May the sanctioned pray for us. May the old pray for us. May the immigrant pray for us. May the alcoholic pray for us. May the universally credited pray for us. May the broken pray for us. May the gambler pray for us. May the asylum seeker pray for us. May the battered pray for us. May the lonely pray for us. May the anxious pray for us. May the depressed pray for us. May the schizophrenic pray for us. May the disabled pray for us. May the excluded pray for us. May the Roma pray for us. May the labelled pray for us. Travelling is like brokenness, each border tearing, wrenching us further and farther from anything we can recognise as daily. All we yearned for was world service land, for green English squares where you can bat all day and Dickie Bird would umpire fair play. But it all led here to trash ankled railings, the unswept streets of Burngreave. And the long line is coming to a dark close. Sheep Hill Road teased the walk's long straightness, and the tree framed by a sapphire backdrop to the farm where an allotment once flourished. The lack of beam poles in the overgrown patch, witness to the absence of the old man I had once watched bending his own back to painstakingly dig in the new manure. A sleek throat sounds against the early dusk, a last verse to these long lines of walking, and my heart welcomes this reckless chorus, hopefulness beyond my walk's ending.